Welcome to Storytime Theater. Tonight's story is about three little pigs and the big bad wolf who terrorized them. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as Storytime Theater presents... Hey, what's going on? Oh no, it's the big bad wolf! Run for your lives!
Rufus!
Now stop calling me the big bad wolf.
Boo!
So, you think you know the story of the three little pigs?
Uh-huh!
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. Nobody knows the real story, because nobody has ever heard my side of the story. I'm the wolf. Hey, I don't know how this whole big bad wolf thing got started, but it's all wrong. Maybe it's because of our diet. After all, it's not my fault wolves eat cute little bunnies and sheep and pigs. That's just the way we are.
Yeah, right!
If cheeseburgers were cute, folks would probably think you were big and bad too. But like I was saying, the whole big bad wolf thing is all wrong. The real story is about a sneeze and a cup of sugar. Way back in, once upon a time, I was making a cake for my dear old granny. And I had a terrible sneezing cold. Then I ran out of sugar. So I walked down the street to ask my neighbor for a cup of sugar. Now this neighbor was a pig, and he wasn't too bright either. He built his entire house out of straw. Can you believe it? Who in his right mind would build a house out of straw? When I got there, I knocked on the door, and the door fell down. Well, I didn't want to just walk into someone else's house, so I called, little pig, are you in? No answer. I was just about to leave when my nose started to itch. I felt a sneeze coming on.
Choo!
Well, I huffed and I snuffed and I sneezed a great sneeze. And you know what happened? The whole darn house fell down. And right in the middle of the pile of straw was the first little pig, dead as a doornail. He had been home the whole time. Well, it seemed like a shame to leave a perfectly good ham dinner lying in the straw, so I ate it up. Think of it as a big cheeseburger just lying there.
You beast!
And now, a word from our sponsor. Does your breath blow people away? Have you ever felt like there was a hammer pounding in your head? Do your allergies bother your scratchy eyes and a runny nose? Well, if you're not just crying wolf, then you need Doc Howard's magical elixir. This world-renowned physician has made the cure for all you. Using pig loin, hamstrings, and sheep swirl, this appetizing concoction will have you feeling just piggy in no time. Now available in tasty bacon and sizzling sausage flavors. Find it in any gourmet food stores near you, so buy it and try it today. And now, back to Storytime Theater.
I was feeling a little better, but I still didn't have my cup of sugar, so I went to the next neighbor's house. This neighbor was the first little pig's brother. He was a little smarter, but not much. He built his entire house out of sticks. I knocked hard on the stick's house. Nobody answered. I called, Mr. Pig, Mr. Pig, are you in? He yelled, go away, wolf. You can't come in. I'm shaving the hairs on my chinny chin chin. Well, then I felt another sneeze coming on. My nose started to itch, so I huffed and I snuffed and I tried to cover my mouth, but I sneezed a great sneeze. And you're not going to believe this, but this little guy's house fell down just like his brother's. When the dust cleared, there was a second little pig, dead as a doornail. Now you know food will spoil if you leave it out in the open. So I did the only thing there was to do. I had dinner again. Think of it as a second helping. I was getting awfully full, and my cold was feeling a little better. However, I still didn't have that cup of sugar for my dear old granny's cake. So I went to the next house. This guy was the first and second little pig's brother. He must have been the brains of the family. He built his house of bricks. I rang the doorbell on the brick house.
Ding dong!
No answer. I called, "Mr. Pig, Mr. Pig, are you in?" And do you know what that rude little porker answered? "Get out of here, Wolf. Don't bother me again." Talk about impolite. He probably had a whole sack full of sugar. What a pig. I was just about to go home and maybe make a nice birthday card instead of a cake when my nose felt itchy again. So I huffed and I snuffed and I sneezed once again.
Achoo!
Then the third little pig yelled, "And your old granny can sit on a pin." Now, usually, I'm a pretty calm fellow, but when somebody talks about my granny like that, I go a little crazy. When the cops drove up, I was trying to break down the pig's door. And the whole time I was huffing and puffing and sneezing and making a real scene. The rest, as they say, is history. The news reporters found out about the two pigs I had for dinner. They figured a sick guy going to borrow a cup of sugar didn't sound very exciting. So they jazzed up the story and made me the big bad wolf. That's it, the real story. I was framed.
Yeah, right!
But maybe you could loan me a cup of sugar.
Well, that's not exactly how tonight's Storytime Theater was supposed to go, but we hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah! Woo!
Okay.
Tune in next week for another action-packed, fun-filled, exciting episode of Storytime Theater.
Yeah!
No animals were harmed in the production of this play.